Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio. And also via the web, we have our buddy Jerry the Diver Guy, who's in the mountains of Virginia. Mountain Divers, you can Google it and check in with Jerry. And not only will he teach you how to dive if you're in that neck of the woods, he might even, you know, hook you up with some local concoction that they have a tendency to brew in the backwoods of Virginia. Am I allowed to say that on the air, by the way, Jerry, or no?
I don't know.
You know somebody who knows somebody, maybe.
I know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll leave it at that. Hey,
you can Facebook us, too.
You can Facebook, okay, and just look up Mountain Divers on Facebook. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Well, that's simple enough, and you should do that. Jerry the Diver Guy is the man when it comes to diving and drinking. And not necessarily at the same time. We don't encourage that. But, hey, we have a tendency to drink like fish, or what the hell. They kind of go hand in hand, or fin and fin at times. With us via the phone is my buddy Mark from the original M&M gang. These were like, you know, Mike and Mark were like the first Scuba Radio super fans. And Mark is, he moved out to the left coast and has recently moved back to the other side and kind of came back home, so to speak, and is on the phone. Mark, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, man. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm good, man. And we're already talking about going diving. You might join us for Bugfest. That's the plan, right?
I'm going to join you for Bugfest. I'm up to my ears in boxes in my new house, but I told my wife I got to go.
So got to go.
I'm going to meet with you guys. We're going to do it.
We're going to do this bugging. And that, by the way, have you been lobster hunting at all? And I don't know, when you went out to the California there and lived there for many years, did you ever do any lobster hunting out there?
I did not. The only time I did that is when you and I went out to dinner, I believe, one night, and that was about the extent of it, Greg. It's too cold out there. I don't know.
That's true.
A little cold.
So you came back to Florida, and now you're ready to jump back in the water and maybe snag a lobster or two. But, yeah, you know.
I am indeed.
All the California divers are going to hate me for saying this, but I've said it before, and I'm not going to stop. And that is that the Florida spiny lobster is much harder to catch than the California spiny lobster, even though they look pretty much the same, because, you know, the left coast lobster are way more laid back, man. And they're kind of slow and easier to catch. You know, yo, dude, hey, well, you want to eat me? All right, come get it, man. What's up? Okay, yeah.
If you can see them, Greg. I don't know. The visibility, you got to be on top of them before you can even find them, right?
Well, and plus, as a diver, it's so cold, your reflexes are much slower, I guess, too. So maybe it kind of evens it out and makes it just as hard to catch them. No, I know it is hard to catch them out there, too. But hey, it's fun no matter where you are. And we're getting ready to open up the Florida Spiny Lobster mini season, which is the last Wednesday and Thursday of July. Bugfest is coming up. Bugfest by the Sea, right there at Lauderdale by the Sea. Big event going on. It'll happen pretty much for the entire week. There's a big thing we're going to be attending on Thursday night at the end of mini season, the two-day sports season for divers, where you can go and participate in a lobster cook-off and sample some of the concoctions that some of the divers bring out to be judged. I get to be one of the official judges, but they have many people on site do some taste testing and share some of these recipes. You might pick up a tip or two on how to prepare your catch at Bugfest. So bugfestbythesea.com is the website. We're staying at this place called the Driftwood. That's where you got a room at as well. Am I right? Well, Jerry and Mark, both you guys are staying with us there at that hotel. Am I right?
You bet. I'm staying there for sure. I'll see you guys on Friday and Saturday nights that week.
Yeah. So I know they're pretty filled up, but if you if you do a little search on Driftwood, Driftwood at Lauderdale by the Sea, and they got a room, snag it. You'll be hanging right with our scuba radio crew. So I got to ask you, Mark, are you a looper or a tickler?
Whoa, Greg, I thought we've covered this before.
Do we need to get your wife on the phone?
I'm a kind of a tickler kind of guy.
You are a tickler. You're not much of a looper.
Yeah. No, I prefer the tickler method.
Okay.
I do.
All right, and basically what we do, we tickle the lobsters out from under their ledges or out of their holes with a little, usually metal stick, or it could be a clear acrylic stick you get at your local dive center. Metal seems to be something that they respond to a little bit better from what I've seen. Even though the acrylic ones that are clear, you kind of wonder if you can't hardly see it, maybe the lobster can't see it that well as either. But I don't know. They don't seem to be able to notice the
you
metal.
You can feel it, though.
Yeah, and that's what you tap them on the tail, and the metal tap on the tail has a tendency to move them out from their hole and tickle them out is what we call it. So now, Jerry, the diver guy, you are modifying your hunting lobster technique into the looper category. Am I right? You were telling me.
Yeah, that's right.
During the week. So have you already purchased your new looper?
Not yet.
Not
Order
yet.
It tomorrow.
Okay. So you have you done tickling before or no?
No.
Okay. So you're starting fresh as a lobster hunter. You've never been lobster hunting before is what you're telling me.
Well, I have, but not like this, no.
What do you mean? You've either lobster hunted or you haven't.
I've caught a few lobsters by hand.
Okay. You just grabbed them and you didn't have to tickle them or anything?
Nope.
Yeah? I mean, because, out on the left coast, that's how they catch them, isn't it, Mark? They're not allowed to use loopers.
That must be that's the real man way of catching them, I guess, Greg. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you can tickle them out and then you can grab them with your hand or you can use a net in Florida, at least. But, yeah, they got different regulations in California. I don't know if you're even allowed to use a net in California.
Greg,
you can't
lose
the loopers, I don't think.
I've seen Jerry smash one over the head with a beer bottle.
Okay, well, that wasn't a lobster. He just thought it was a lobster after drinking too much moonshine. Is that how it went down, Jerry? Yeah, maybe?
Well, that's a secret. You weren't supposed to tell that, Jerry.
Sorry, man.
That's for off the air, so law enforcement can't hear these stories. I don't know. I think looping is, as I've said many times before, is a much more environmentally sensitive way to catch the lobsters. But you fall in the tickling category. Is that right, Mark? You just feel that's the way you were taught?
Yeah, I think that's, it's kind of like telemark skiing. It's a little harder and a little more challenge. Gives the lobster a chance, you know?
True. It does. And the thing about a looper is, like, you find your lobster, and you got to work the noose behind the tail and up under the tail and get it there and then snag it, and then you grab them, and then... if you see it's too small or it has eggs or anything accidentally and you didn't catch it before, you went for the lobster, you can easily loosen the noose and they can get away very easily. You don't end up breaking off any legs or antennas, which that's the problem with tickling and using a net. Not tickling. You actually can do a little tickling with your looper as well to kind of get them in a position where you can get the noose around their tail. But when you... tickle them out and then scare them back into the net, they get kind of tangled up in the net sometimes, and if you want to let them go, you might lose a leg, or they might lose, not you, hopefully, but they might lose a leg or antenna or something, and you feel a little guilty. You know what I'm saying, Mark? It happens. It just
I know what you're saying, Greg. Yeah. I know what you're saying. You've got a lot of good points on both ends. As usual, you have the entire the field of opportunity covered here.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate the way that's why he was a super fan from back in the day. He can brown nose with the best of them. He set a standard.
It got me a room at the hotel, didn't it?
Well, hey, There are some tips. Divers Alert Network just put out a poster for Florida lobster mini season and shared some interesting statistics that you may see this poster show up at dive stores throughout Florida. It's really up to the local dive stores whether they want to post it or not, because there's a little controversy about it from the standpoint of, you know, dive operations don't really like to promote deaths and things like that. But the fact of the matter remains that every year during mini season, we usually have two deaths. That's the average deaths during mini season in Florida, because what you have is people that haven't dove for many, many months. And the first time back in the water is with lobsters and are going for lobsters. And this is a skill that you want to do after you are extremely comfortable with your basic dive skills. And, when you start, task loading things like tickles, sticks, and loopers, and, measuring devices and catch bags and things, they get in the way, get you tangled up, and makes mistakes can happen. We'll continue this conversation in just a bit right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We got Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web in Virginia. Mountain Divers, if you want to look him up on Facebook or the web. And also, I got Mark, one of the original guys, Eminem, original Scuba Radio super fans back in Florida. We're talking about lobster diving. But before we get back to talking about that, I got to bring someone else into the conversation. Let me see if I can do this without hanging up on everybody. But I think we got Mermaid Abby on the phone. Is that right? Abby, are you with me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Indeed. I'm here, Greg.
Yay, Abby's here. You know, she used to work at Divers Alert Network, and we've been talking a little bit about lobster diving and that kind of stuff. But you have come back to Florida as well. It's like a homecoming this week, I guess, or something. You know, first Mark, then you. I don't know. What is there something going on that I'm not aware of? You guys are, coming back to Florida, feeling like you got to come back home. Is that the case, Abby, or what?
Well, I guess I was feeling a little pasty living in New York City, and I thought I should come to Florida, get a tan, visit my friends and family, and also, you know, it is scalloping season as well. So get out in the water, do some diving, get some scallops, and just have a good time here in the sunny state of Florida.
Well, very nice. So have you been doing some of that? I mean, because you're out there on the West Coast, they're like north of Tampa, and that is scallop, mm-hmm. Florida scalloping, area. I mean, that's the place where you go if you want to get the scallops. Have you been doing that while you're in town?
Yeah. Crystal River, Homosassa Springs, that entire area is great for scalloping. You can just take a snorkel, go out there in the water and enjoy yourself. Yeah. And no, I have not done it yet, but it is on my list of things to do while I'm here in Florida.
As well as appear on Scuba Radio. And we couldn't get her in the studio, but we got her on the phone, and that's the best we can expect from Mermaid Abby. She'll always be a mermaid to us, even though she's graduated onto a little tadpole. Local boys. They start as tadpoles, and they sprout legs, and then they start going to New York and doing crazy stuff. But they always come back eventually. And,
I know. You keep pulling us back in, Greggy.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So, I mean, are you catching up with the original pod over there on the West Coast? Because that's where Mermaid Nikki is and Denise and all those crew. They're still doing some stuff over at the Springs there, Weekiwachee Springs, right? Have you caught up with the crew or what?
Yeah, actually, Mermaid Nikki and I have been able to spend some time together. We're actually making plans to get together, I think, this upcoming week to get a bunch of the former mermaids together and all of us just get together and hang out and maybe spend some time in the water out on the river on the West Coast.
Very nice.
And just have a good time and kind of reminisce about the good old days. And we really wish you guys could join us, Greggy.
Well, are you doing one of these floats? You know, that's how we, our first Scuba Radio mermaids evolved out of that part of Florida. And, they did this Weekiwachee thing, these mermaids over there, and some of their, the people who worked there, then they quit or got fired or left or something. Next thing you know, they say, hey, we want to be mermaids too. And we was like, oh, well, we got to get to know everybody. Why don't you come on over here and we'll float down the river? And that was fun. We had a crazy experience, did we not, Abby? Are we even allowed to talk about this on the air, you think, or no?
Yeah, I say why not. And I just want to shout out to James the Bubble Boy, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, who was on that floating trip as well.
Yes. Well, he had blocked that out a long time ago. He looked at me and he goes, oh, my God.
Abby was the only one that climbed up the tree after me and jumped 60 feet into the water, which is, I think, about 3 feet deep.
Yes. Well, Super Abby is what we call her back in the day. Yeah. So she had, like, superpowers. She thought she could fly. And that was one of those moments where I'm like, no! But she lived, so it all worked out fine. But there were moments there when I was kind of questioning, the sanity of these folks that were getting wrapped up with.
Good
but
times.
It all worked out well, didn't it, Abby? Everybody survived.
I just want to say that Jimmy didn't block it out because it was some kind of, like, traumatic episode. He blocked it out because he blacked out wasted on the river, which was great. Great story.
You got me there.
Yeah, it might have been alcohol-induced. Blackouts.
Yeah.
And I think it could apply to there's some missing time, I think, with everybody in that
very
group.
Good times.
And so it all evolved out of that, and everybody graduated on to bigger and better things, and it's good. But, Abby, it's always great to hear your voice, and when are we going to go diving next? We got to get you back in the water. Like, Mark hadn't been in the water, or at least Florida waters, for a while, so we're getting him down to Bugfest. I know you can't do that, but maybe you can join us for maybe the big Scuba Radio Mermaid reunion at DEMA this year in November. What do you think?
Yeah, I really want to get back in the water. I would love to see everybody again. That would be great. And, Greg, did you know that I'm kind of a pseudo Groupon celebrity?
I've heard of this thing, this Groupon stuff. But, yeah, I saw that you texted me the picture. So did we figure out, was that from one of our little adventures? It had to be, I guess, right?
I guess it had to be, but it was awesome. You know, even though I haven't been in the water in a little while, I got a text message from my brother who lives here in Florida, and he saw Groupon, and I was in the picture promoting scuba diving for a specific business. So I'm glad that even though I'm not in the water, I'm encouraging other people to get out there and learn to scuba dive.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I need to talk the talk or walk the walk now and get out there. So I think that the Mermaid Reunion SEMA in November is highly likely.
Yeah, well, there you go. We're going to make that happen. And, you know, Mermaid Abby was like the, I don't know, she was kind of like the mermaid manager for the first pod of Scuba Radio Mermaids that evolved over time. And she did a great job. And then
the Alpha Mermaid.
Started working for Divers Alert Network. Yeah. And then she graduated from there and went back to school and went to New York City, became a big superstar. And now she's like living large and running major corporations and things like that. But she still makes time for the little people like us. And remembers how much.
I never forget about the little guppies.
Yeah, but remembers how much fun it is to dive. So, you know, it all comes full circle. You know, we swim and these, I don't know, currents or something, and they bring us back to some cool places. And so this could be it. This could, our mermaid reunion plan for the DEMA show in November does seem to be going over well with the pod. So, you know, we got like 30 people around the country doing this stuff now for us. So who knows? We'll see what shows up for the DEMA show, and hopefully you'll be one of them. Okay, Abby?
Yeah, can't wait to get back in the water, and I'll be all over the country in the next few months. So if anybody out there wants to go dive in, hit me up. I'd love to join you.
There you go. And evidently, it's cheaper now because she's part of a Groupon or something to promote diving.
Yeah, I can get you a discount.
That's right. That's right. All right, Abby, take care, and good hearing your voice again.
Yeah.
All right, Greggy, you guys take care.
There you go. That's Mermaid Abby. Just spending some quality family time on the west coast of Florida. You know, we're still in holiday mode here with a lot of folks for the 4th of July. But and it's good to catch up with folks like that. So, look, we'll do that. We'll plan our mermaid reunion, but we'll get back on track talking about some sharks, talking about some lobster stuff and more next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We have Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web, and also Mark from Mike and Mark, Eminem, the original Scuba Radio super fans. Mark, in particular, just moved back to Florida from spending some time on the left coast. And it was nice to hear Abby. Yeah, you haven't heard from her in a while, I'm guessing, Mark, have you? Or maybe you have. Maybe you saw her.
No, I have
show.
Not. I think we did. We bump into each other at one of the Long Beach scuba shows, maybe?
Yeah, but, that's very when she was working for Dan, she was working all the dive shows for them and acting as their field representative as well. So I think you probably seen Abby maybe even as much or as more than many. So that's a good thing.
The family is very extensive, Greg, with Scuba Radio. So,
yes.
You know, we run into each other eventually.
That's right. The pod of mermaids keeps growing, and we are planning this Scuba Radio Mermaid Reunion. And actually, we may have a small one there going on at Bugfest. I don't know. What do you think of that there, Jerry? I know you're pretty excited about that prospect, I believe. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anytime you have lovely ladies in tails and fins and whatnot, it's always good.
Yeah. Actually, you know, who's planning to come over for the Bugfest event? I think we're going to, see Mermaid Tony for the first time in a couple years. She's got married and settled down a little bit, but she is going to be in the area and is threatened to show up, as well as Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. So she is kind of a mermaid, I guess. So, you know, even though we consider her, you know, her Brazilian swimsuit model. You know, I don't think you'd be complaining about either one. Am I right there, Jerry?
No, you never complain about those.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And but anyway, so they'll be part of the crew. You come out and meet everybody at Bugfest, and then you can ask them if they're a tickler or a looper. which could be a loaded question. And you might get smacked, but, you know, it'd be well worth the experience, I'm guessing. You with me on that, Mark, or no?
Wouldn't be the first time we got smacked, right? Well, that's
okay.
For sure.
All right, there are certain things we're not supposed to mention on the radio.
I think Jerry's a pickler.
A pickler?
A pickler.
Okay, I don't even think I want to know what that is. It's one of those Virginia Mountain type of things they do, I guess.
Getting pickled.
It's a secret.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Mark is on the phone. One of the original Scuba Radio super fans who just moved back to Florida. We used to call him M&M, Mike and Mark. We got to get Mike on the back here in the studio now, too. He has no excuse to not show up. You know what I'm saying there, Mark? Have you already?
I know what you're saying, Greg. We got to get the team back together here.
We got to get M&M back together. And get him on the ball here, and we'll make it happen. Maybe it'll start at Bugfest, and it'll evolve from there into something
it
way
could.
Worse. But we'll roll with it. Hey, you know, speaking of things that are somewhat disturbing, you know, this pops up every now and then, and you know, it's kind of annoying, and I hate to even bring it up, but I'm going to, and because it has to do with the internet. You can't read everything or believe everything you read on the web. And you got to take it with a grain of salt. But sometimes these nasty rumors and, you know, emails and things start circulating. And next thing you know, people are taking fiction for fact. And I believe this has been happening lately to the point where Divers Alert Network actually had to put out a little letter and email to their members talking about some calls that they've been getting at headquarters. Asking whether or not their dive accident insurance covers injuries that occur while diving in the United States. That is the most ridiculous thing in the world. But, you know, there's a rumor going on that are going out there on the web that says, like, your damn dive accident insurance isn't good if you are diving in the U.S. waters. And that's just ridiculous nonsense. And, you know, whether it starts from a competing company that's offering dive insurance, maybe, you know, who knows. But it's sad that we got to answer stuff like that. I mean, why would you have the, you know, the Dan insurance if they didn't? They're not going to do that to you. Use a little common sense. But, you know, people hear this nonsense and they, you know, call headquarters. And now evidently it was to the point where they needed to put out an official letter to the membership. So, look, you're safe. You're good. Get your Dan dive insurance. It's very good stuff to own, especially as we go into lobster season. Now, you know, that's what Dan does is look out for your dive safety. And that poster I mentioned earlier about lobster mini season, very, you know, it can be an eye-opener to even seasoned divers to know that every year at mini season, we lose an average of 2 divers. But it's not because diving is unsafe. It's because people that, you know, are diving have not dove for many months and weeks, and the first time they go is during mini season. And they go hunting for lobsters. That is the time where you have a tendency to overlook your air consumption, and you know, and you get distracted because you're trying to go for those little bugs. You get lobster fever. Back in the day when you used to do this, Mark, did you ever have any issues when it came to lobster hunting? Do you understand how that can be a little bit more intense activity as a scuba diver and create potential problems if you're not up on your skills? What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right, Greg, because, you know, with lobstering, you've got all the added equipment, right? So you're maybe not paying attention to some of the things that are really critical, and it's just super important to pay attention and allocate your time well, and know your own skills. You know, don't go beyond your own skill level.
Yeah, and you know, Dan has put this together in a nice little poster that hopefully you'll see at a lot of dive shops throughout Florida. Just as a friendly reminder to divers, like, look, this is something you need to keep in mind. Sure, lobster hunting is a blast and it's a lot of fun, but you gotta go back to your basics and remember some things. And they broke it down to four tips for mini season in particular. One being monitor your gauges. Two, dive with a buddy. Three, be fit for diving. And four, get certified for the type of diving that you are planning to do. So that means like orientation, you know, the depth levels, whether you're doing boat dives, beach dives, going off a private boat, make sure you have the proper skills to do it safely, as opposed to just going in and kind of winging it, thinking that you can pull it off with no issue whatsoever. You know, when it comes to lobster diving in particular, too, you have a tendency to dive sites that you're not really familiar with because you have to find them, those little boogers. And that's, to me, catching lobsters, 90% of the activity is finding those little friggin' things because they have little areas that they like to hang, habitat that, you know, it's not necessarily going to be the most popular dive site that the local dive operation goes to that you've maybe visited many times when you've come to the area before. You're going to go out to some dive sites that you're not familiar with, and maybe they're not even that familiar with because you're trying to find antenna, you're trying to find lobsters and that kind of thing. And these sites are different, have different potential issues that you have to deal with as far as skill level and that kind of thing. So it's very important to be comfortable with the type of diving that you're going to do and your skills up to snuff. Monitoring your gauges, I can speak firsthand on that. And I don't know about you, Jerry, but you haven't done any lobster diving, right? First of all, we'll get that out there, right? This is going to be your
My first one.
Yeah, because you said you caught them by hand. Was that in Florida or was that somewhere else?
Yeah, it was in Florida.
It was,
actually,
okay.
They backed up in a little hole, and I eased in and got them.
So, okay.
I mean, they couldn't go nowhere.
You stuck your hand in a crack, but you got it back, I guess. But you could see. You were able to see back in there, or not so much. You just got in there and filled around and grabbed them? Is that what you did?
I seen them sitting there, and then when I went up to them, you know, they went back.
But right.
Undoubtedly, the hole, it wasn't that far back in there. I mean, I didn't get to my elbow, really, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
But you couldn't really see, so...
I grabbed it and pulled it out.
But you couldn't really see your hand when you stuck it back in there, or could you?
Oh, no.
You couldn't see? Now, you got a 50-50 chance. That's the way I look at it.
Well...
You're a better man than me, because, see, I won't do that. And I've seen many divers do that before.
Youthful days.
You know, you stick your hand in a crack.
Or an eel.
You might not get it back. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times the eels do share holes with these lobsters that they're hanging in. And you stick your hand in there, you know, you expect to get a lobster, but you might get something else as a bonus, depending on how you look at it. So it's really up to you, and you got to make that decision on yourself and accept the consequences if you do pull out something other than a lobster or something pulls you back. You know, but the main thing that I can drill home to folks is monitoring your air, because, you know, I can tell you from personal experience that I have sucked in there. You know, the only time I've ever come close to sucking a tank dry is when I'm lobstering. Now, I keep an eye on my air consumption, and I'm pretty good at it. You know, I've been doing it for years, and I'm an instructor and that kind of thing. And I know, you know, what my breathing rate is in certain situations from just doing it so much. And I'm very cognizant of my air pressure when I'm lobstering, because you have a tendency to see your first lobster when you're down to about 700 PSI. It never fails. Never fails when you're doing a lobster hunt. So you got to be very careful about monitoring your air supply and make sure you give yourself plenty of air to get back. However, a lot of people don't do that. And I was down off the coast of Jupiter diving a few years ago on a lobster dive. And sure enough, 15 minutes into the dive, you know, we're out about 70 feet. Literally, it'd be, you know, we were expected easily to get 30 minutes, 40 minutes of bottom time. This guy comes up to me, And he gives me the out-of-air signal. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I just caught my first lobster, and I turn around after I put it in the bag, and he gives me the out-of-air signal. And I'm like, what? And so I grab my octopus. I give him my octopus. And I'm thinking, we've only been under for 15 minutes. There's no way he could be out of air. But sure enough, I give him my octopus, and I grab his gauge, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's bone dry. He has no air in his tank. He had sucked it dry. He had a camera system with him, and I guess he had been kicking against the current and just sucking this tank way quicker than he should have, and wasn't paying attention or whatever, and ran out of air. So, you know, I was like, all right, well, you suck balls because you just ruined my dive, but let's get you to the surface. And so we float to the surface, and I'm kind of annoyed, honestly. I'm kind of annoyed because I could have got at least another two or three lobsters on that dive. And we get back up on the boat, and I'm kind of like, oh, this kind of sucks and stuff. And he comes over to me, and he goes, dude, thank you so much. You saved my life. And then it hit me that, oh, my God, you know what? I did. He literally had no air in his tank, and if I was not close by as his – actually, he wasn't even technically his dive buddy, for the record. He wasn't really diving with a buddy. He wouldn't have had no way. He wouldn't have made it to the surface.
Greg, the dive master, accidental hero.
So, of course, I responded by going, you're welcome, and then I lunged over the side and puked. So that's how I celebrated my life-saving experience. I learned from that. You don't want to do that. Scuba
Radio. Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Where will you be on July 18th? If you love diving, consider joining Patty and dive centers around the world for Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport of scuba diving. To find a local dive or event, visit patty.com/women-dive. That's PADI.com/women-dive. Not scuba certified yet? Now is the perfect time to get your Patty certification and get prepared for this special day. Mark your calendars. Patty Women's Dive Day, July 18th.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you into an extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, shooky bark, but you got one hell of a bite. Black plain to see that you don't want me, but can't forget you, my. Down by the bottom where the water gets cool and dark. Mr. Shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He is going to be on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us October 3rd in the Turks and Caicos with our friends from Explorer Ventures. We have Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine on board with us as well. She'll tell you how to get your photos and articles published in dive magazines if you so choose to do that, or just pick up some cool little photo tips as well. And then our friends from Scuba Pro are going to be on board doing a demo week that week as well. Mermaids, all kinds of crazy stuff. So it's going to be a good time. Jerry the Diver Guy is going to be on board with us. And I don't know, Mark, you're threatening with joining us for that little adventure as well. Am I right?
I am threatening. I'm working on it as we speak, right?
Okay, well, cool. So, you know, this is going to be a fun adventure. I know there's a few spots left still. If you want to jump on board, call up Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577 is their number. All right, so that's the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. A couple little tidbits I want to share with everybody, and you can take them for what it's worth. Whether you're lobster diving or planning a trip in the Turks and Caicos, one of the coolest things that I have been traveling with over the last couple years, believe it or not, has been indispensable. I think it's to the point where this should be considered to be a part of every diver's emergency kit. And believe it or not, it's a satellite phone. You know, sure, you're taking your cell phone.
Waterproof.
It is not waterproof. But having a satellite phone and a dry box on the boat, you know, no matter whether you're going out with a charter operator, or really this is for folks that are going out on their, you know, on their private watercraft or doing some diving like that, or they're going on a liveaboard trip in the Turks and Caicos. You know, I've called home and checked in with the family and stuff when I'm out there doing a week of diving in the Turks and Caicos, in the Bahamas, wherever you are on the planet. I got this sat phone, and Globalstar, right now, which is a satellite phone company provider, is offering a free satellite phone with a plan, and their airtime minutes, you know, we're talking 50-60 bucks a month, the same type of program you'd pay for your cell phone you can get for a sat phone now. The prices have come down that dramatically, and wow, you can use this sat phone all over the world. It's remarkable technology. These things aren't those big bricks like you're thinking about from back in the day. They're not much bigger than your standard cell phones. But I'm telling you what, when you have your own satellite phone, not only are you a chick magnet on the liveaboard boat, because everybody wants to say, oh my God, you got a sat phone? You must be special. That helps. And it makes you look impressive. But they actually work, and they're very economical, and it's just kind of peace of mind type of stuff to have. So check it out, globalstar.com. They are running a special right now through September where you can get a free satellite phone, which, by the way, even if you paid for it, they're only $4.99. So they're not stupid, crazy expensive like you'd think, and the airtime is crazy price-wise. And just, by the way, just for the record, if you go over to the Bahamas and take your cell phone over to the Bahamas with you and work with roaming charges and
cha-ching,
stuff.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Oh, my God. It is insanely expensive. Just in the Bahamas alone, with the phone company that they use over there, and if you're back in the States and calling home or vice versa, it is crazy expensive. Way, way more expensive than having your own satellite phone.
I believe it's Carib Cell.
I speak from experience. So take those words for what it's worth, and check out globalstar.com and take advantage of that deal where they're doing that right now. Also, next Saturday, July 18th, right? So is evidently the first official Patty's Woman's Dive Day. And so they're going to be doing diving things for women all day. So, Bubble Boy, you're in luck.
Oh, I'll tell Bill too.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, feel free to jump in on that bandwagon, Jerry, if you want. But, I think in honor of, Women's Dive Day, we should all wear dresses to the studio next.
Oh, I thought
Saturday
it was like ladies' night.
Well, it could be that
ladies
too.
Dive.
I don't know. But no, I mean, they deserve their own dive day. I mean, you know, why not, I guess. All the other days are our days. Is that how it works, guys? What do you think,
Jerry? That works for me.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's unfortunately, that is probably the case. So they deserve at least one day of diving. So feel free to celebrate it accordingly. If you go to patty.com, or Google Patty Women's Dive Day. There's events going on all over the country for Dive Day next Saturday, including the History of Diving Museum right down there in, well, let's see, there, Isla Mirada, I believe. It's down there by Isla Mirada. I think that's where the museum is. It's mile marker 83 down there in the Keys. But the History of Diving Museum down there, they're doing an event for Women's Dive Day. So take it for what it's worth, and there you go. So I'm excited. We're going to hang for Bug Fest. Then we're going to do our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. The summer's shaping up to be quite nice. You think there, Jerry? What do you think?
Sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah, and Jerry's actually working on a reality TV show. Some folks, they may join us here in the coming weeks. We're working on it. We'll see how that unfolds. Right, Jerry? We just don't know at this point. Am I right?
We hope everything works out right with them.
Yeah, yeah. And Mark, you're excited to get back in the water. You have no excuse now. You're back in Florida, so it's time to go catch some bugs. The water's warmer and that kind of thing, right?
Can't wait, man. We'll hook up for Bug Fest. We'll see you then.
All right. That sounds good. And Bubble Boy, you're good?
Heck yeah.
All right. So, hey, by the way, don't forget to watch July 17th, that Treasure Quest show with Megan Greer. It looks really, really good. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time on the Discovery Channel, Treasure Quest. And then we'll talk about it some more next week. All right. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Same time, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.